comme une météore. J'arrive sur cette terre pour tout brûler fort, pour tout défaire. J'ai croisé la lune, elle m'a dit de dire qu'elle en avait marre d'être la dernière. Je suis là pour la venger, le soleil n'est plus la star incontestée de toutes ces étoiles. Le système est cassé, on ne se voit plus. Le miroir est une femme intersidérale. Prenons le temps, tout fout le camp et je sens que ça va me plaire.
Oh no, the wheel of the world. All right, welcome back to the lab here on WRCT Pittsburgh, Mondays from 3 to 4. That was Louie Louie. That was Motorhead's cover of it. Up next, we got some DKs.
If patience in progress is ours once more, now that we have the new Toronto.
Yeah.
right, that was Kill the Poor, first up from the Dead Kennedys, followed by Stepping Stone, Minor Threat. In case you couldn't tell by now, we're going to do a little fast-paced set, maybe the most amount of songs I'll ever play in the hour. Up next, Replacements. That was Senior Video by The Replacements. Good Minnesota band. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue, near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This next one is called Who You Are.
Don't you waste it.
And that was Crackety Jones by the Pixies. So this hour is going to be, I guess, maybe a little bit different than other shows of the lab, because I'm going to be playing artists more than once, because I don't care. Bring your security clearance for these top-secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International Tuesdays at 5 until 6 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right after that, it's the Echo Chamber. Hello, hello, is anyone out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. Up next, some Maggie Rogers. And we'll continue with our more fast-paced stuff. If you want what you want, then you want it.
Yeah.
And that was Rolling Down the South Side by Pittsburgh's own Polka Maniacs, personal favorite of mine. For that, you heard Want Want by Maggie Rogers. Every year, college and university students develop a growing number of fire-related emergencies. There are several causes for these fire-related emergencies. However, most are due to a general lack of knowledge regarding fire safety and fire prevention. This message is brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department. For more information regarding fire safety and prevention, please visit our website at cmu.edu/EHS. A casual attitude towards fire safety equals casualties. The Center for Campus Fire Safety reports that since the year 2000, there have been over 78 documented fatal fires that have occurred on a college campus, in Greek housing, or in off-campus housing within 3 miles of campus. These fires have claimed 114 lives. 92 of these victims lost their lives in fires determined to be accidental in nature, including cooking, candle use, smoking, or electrical. Don't become a statistic. For more information, please visit the Environmental Health and Safety website at cmu.edu/EHS. Be smart, be aware, be safe. Up next, we got more replacements. Thank you. All right, you heard Unsatisfied by The Replacements. More Replacements coming up next. Hope you're not tired of them. And then another Minnesota band you heard called Double Grave. That one's called Sounds Like You. Gonna have another song by them coming up in a little bit. Swingin' Party by The Replacements. This next one is called Patience.
Hey!
And that was Wiz by Idols. Up next, more Double Grave. That was The Farm by Minnesota's, well, specifically Minneapolis's Double Grave. Check them out. This next one is another one by Idols. This was the song that they played on their first stop on their North American tour in 2021. in St. Paul, Minnesota. The song is called Colossus. It's a great opening song for the tour and was a ton of fun to mosh to. Once again, you're listening to The Lab on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's 88.3 FM. Mondays from 3 to 4.
I was done in on the weekend. now.
All right, that was Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes. Before that was Colossus by Idols. Here's more Polka Maniacs.
Well, here's a little song I sing, 'cause I'm from this town. Walking down Forbes Avenue, we're just driving around. There's something really special about folks here in the burg. So when we see each other, let's all say these words. Hi, weirdo. When you walk down the street, hi, weirdo, to everyone you meet. Sandwiches and chairs in all our streets. There's Brandy Land, a wonderland. What an outrageous treat. And how about a banjo club? It's all banjos galore. And how can we forget the Trundle Man? Oh, hi, weirdo. When you walk down the street, hi, weirdo, to everyone you meet. Hey, weirdo, to everyone you see. If you're from Pittsburgh, PA, you're a weirdo just like me.
Hi Weirdo by the Polka Maniacs, Pittsburgh's very own. Only got a few more for you. Here's some Velvet Underground.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning.
Hello and Hello. Welcome. Oh, would you like to start?
I gladly would like to. We are WRCT Pittsburgh, live from New York. I think I'm not very good at directions.
I think we took a left turn somewhere, so we must have gone to New York, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Anyway, hello, my name is... And this is my partner, Kevin Keane, desperate for validation.
No, I could never be desperate for validation. But before we go any further, I do need to read out an advisory for all of you who are listening at the moment. Unfortunately, we do need to remind you the views, thoughts, actions, daydreams, and opinions mentioned on the show are ours and ours alone and do not represent WRCT as a whole. While Radio Remy might style itself like a real news show, we promise to tell you nothing but lies, half-truths, and pure fiction. If you or any other listener think that at any point we've told you the truth, I'd recommend you turn the station off and send me, personally, an angry letter by mail. The views we provide are meant to be as silly and stupid as possible, and we wouldn't get up every morning if we couldn't provide that for you. Well, anyways, would you like to tell me something about yourself? Because I don't actually know how your name is spelled or how I'm meant to say it.
Oh, there's no issues there. So my name is spelled,
And how many seconds is that?
Well, it sort of depends. If you're trying to get my attention, a short one like, will often get my attention very quickly. But if you're just sort of whispering sweet nothings in my ear, why don't you take it slow?
I'm going to refer to you as, in that case.
All right, sounds good. That's a bit of a middle ground right there.
Okay, well, anyways, could you tell me what you were up to this weekend, as we traditionally do at the beginning of this show now?
Traditionally, as we do since the last week.
Since the last week?
Yes.
And the week before it, actually.
Oh, that's a good point. Well.
Whoa.
That's apologies.
Crazy. The microphone is close to your mouth.
Yes,
now.
Apparently the entire radio station is falling apart as I speak.
Oh, it does happen sometimes. If you just pull hard enough, everything will fall. That's actually a life lesson that I've learned. And it seems as if we're trying to reattach at the moment.
It is going places. I don't know.
It is going places. Have you considered just trying to speak into a cup like we usually do?
I have, but at this point, I think I'm a bit sold on the microphones.
Okay, I mean, they do sound a little bit better. I mean, the strings don't conduct.
Yeah, you can actually hear what I'm saying these
days.
Oh,
wonderful. I can
hear
you much
better now. I think I'm back
now. Yeah, I think you're back now.
All right, so very quickly, this weekend, all I basically did was I watched quite a bit of television.
Well, that's actually pleasant compared to your usual weekend.
Well, normally I'm out trying to have as many stories as possible.
Yeah,
but today,
usually you always have a cool story to tell.
Unfortunately, all I did was watch television. That television was, however, on my neighbor's TV.
Oh, did you, like, enter their... Like, are you friends with your neighbor?
No.
And you were watching it on their TV?
Yes.
Did they give you their TV?
No.
Did you steal their TV?
I did not steal their TV.
I have many questions.
That's very good for you.
Can I ask some of them?
Curiosity did kill the cat.
It did. Are you threatening me?
No, the cat.
Okay, well,
Are you a cat?
No, I don't... No.
Then why would curiosity kill you?
Okay, well, I'll ask anyways, then. Did you break into your neighbor's house?
I did not break into my neighbor's house.
Huh. I'm not sure what you were doing this
Do you know
weekend.
What a telescope is?
Oh, wait. Okay.
So I set up a very long-distance telescope, and I looked into one end, and then the other end, I had it pointed directly at my neighbor's TV.
That's actually very impressive. Was there anything interesting on?
Not at all. My neighbor has incredibly bad taste in movies.
It must have been really bad, considering there must have been no audio. Oh, it's broken again.
Yep, I'm fixing it.
You've
got to
make sure that when you put a microphone near your
mouth,
you speak
into it. I've solved the audio issue by just sort of lip-reading every single person on the screen.
That's fair. Have you considered, for the people who are listening at the moment, just using hand signals instead?
Well, hold on. Let me communicate that to you via hand signals.
Okay. That's a very crude hand signal, which I will not repeat to the listeners at the moment. But anyways, would you like to hear about my weekend? Because it sounds like all you did was just sit at a telescope for many, many hours.
Well, I watched the entirety of the John Wick quadrilogy.
Well, that's pretty good, though.
Yep.
I've heard the fourth one, maybe not so great, but I enjoy them.
If you say another word about John Wick, I will leave this radio station and quit. You will never see me again.
Okay, anyways, my weekend.
I see.
Yeah, what do you mean you see? Okay. Well, I sent a string of elaborate letters, all of them containing cryptid symbols that I'm pretty sure are Greek.
Do you speak Greek?
I don't speak Greek.
I feel like you should speak Greek if you're going to send Greek letters to people.
Well, I don't. I was just told to do it.
Were the people you were sending letters to Greek?
I don't know who they were sent to. I was just told to send these letters.
Didn't you have to write the addresses?
No, it was simply given to me.
You do realize you're going to get a bunch of returned senders in your mail in a few weeks, right?
Maybe, but, you know, I look for validation constantly, and if someone tells me to send letters with cryptic Greek symbols, I'm sending those letters.
Well, I... Okay. See, I don't understand this because